Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Bo, and we learned about Ulas Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, leaving Mitzrayim with great joy. There are two faces to the picture of Klal Yisrael as they leave Eretz Mitzrayim. On the one hand, when they approach the Yamsuf, the Sar Shel Yam says, "Halolu Oivdei Avodah Zarah." Even 8 days later, the Sar Shel Yam says that they're Oivdei Avodah Zarah. On the other hand, they just came off a night of intense Kedusha, having undergone Bris Milah and brought a Korban Pesach, and experienced what must have been a tremendous Iskarvus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and seeing that in every non-Jewish home, the oldest individual there died, and in the Jewish homes, not a single person passed away. It was a night of tremendous Iskarvus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yet, we have this picture that they were still like Avodah Zarah. There seemed to be something of a contradiction in the image of the Klal Yisrael that left Eretz Mitzrayim. I'd like to share with you a possible explanation and a thought by sharing something from one of the letters of Yisrael Salanter. And although Yisrael Salanter does not apply it to the Yetzer Mitzrayim, perhaps it can shed some light. So let's shift gears for a moment and learn something of Yisrael Salanter writes about the Mochemes HaYetzer Hara. Yisrael writes that there are two types of battle that Oved Hashem, that somebody who wants to succeed in this world, has got to do in order to overcome his Yetzer Hara. One he calls kibush, conquest, and one he calls tikkun, repairing. Kibush Yetzer Hara, he says, is la'atzer atzmai, a person to control himself. In other words, he's faced with the Yetzer Hara, whether it's something non-kosher that he has a desire to eat, or the Yetzer Hara to click on a button and look at things he shouldn't look at. And lik baish is to control himself, to be kaivish the Yetzer Hara, to control yourself. There's a second Mochemes Yetzer Hara, and that is lesakein atzmai, to change yourself. If I had to say it in a nutshell, the first battle is a retail battle. You do the battle each time the Yetzer Hara comes forward. You try to be kavish the Yetzer Hara. The second is wholesale. You try to change yourself, into a person that can avoid, can stay away from this type of Yetzer Hara. Now, obviously, not every time can you change yourself. Sometimes you have to control yourself. But these are the two types of mochabes with the Yetzer Hara. In our language, we call that nitzuach. L'sakein atzmai is nitzuach. Nitzuach is to win, to win l'netzach. Netzach also means for eternity. Tikkun, to change yourself, is to make a change that's going to last. A person can't always do that. Some battles, a person has to be kavish. He has to overcome a challenge. Generally speaking, in the youthful years, when a person is younger, we find the battle of kibush difficult. Kibush is to overcome the hot intensity of the Yetzer Hara. It's hard. On the other hand, a younger person is able to sakin asmai. We see younger people changing themselves, making a change in their lives for the better, in a real and permanent way. When a person gets older, the passion of the Yetzer Hara is less, and while it's still a challenge, kibush is not as difficult as in youthful years. But tikkun is very hard. To change yourself is very, very difficult. A person is set in his ways. A person doesn't want to admit to himself and look himself in the mirror and say, what I did till now was not good. It's very, very hard. It's very, very difficult. But the point of this is to recognize that these are two types of battle that a person can do with his Yetzer Hara, to control himself and to change himself. When the Rambam says that Lo Yaminu B'nei Yisrael B'nei, he says, the Rambam writes to you, say the Atayra, that miracles don't bring about change in a person. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought miracles to give chizuk to Klal Yisrael. It can be understood in this way. The Rambam is saying that miracles allow a person to be kaivish as Yetzer, at the moment to overcome his Yetzer Hara. However, they don't bring lasting change. Lasting change comes from an eternal change in a person. Conversely, the derech of serving Hashem through Kabbalah, through Nedarim, David HaMelech's manner of Nishpati Va'akayem Alishmar Mishpatei Tzedkecha, to take an oath and in that way be able to keep the mitzvahs. The derech of Shvua or Neder is a way of tikkun, a way of making a permanent change in a person. Now, we're afraid to make shuas, but Kabbalah means you're mekabel to do something on a more permanent derech. These are two manners, two derachim, in serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. Turning back to the Yotzei Mitzrayim, on the one hand, Halalu Avdei Avodah Zarah. On the other hand, the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, anybody, the biggest apikoris, the most distant person, would have been brought closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The incredible events of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Chatzi HaLaila. The answer would be, as the Rambam says, LaYaminu Bnei Ha'Isais, because of Nisa, because of miracles, at the moment they were uplifted. At the moment, Klal Yisrael was Kavish as Yetzahar. It changed. They controlled, Klal Yisrael rather controlled themselves. They had tremendous control. As they left Mitzrayim, they felt very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Did they change themselves? That doesn't happen because of miracles. And when they came to the Yam Suf, the Tsar Shel Yam said, Halolo Eidei Avodah Zarah, who they are, the essence of who they are has not changed. They're controlling themselves because of these artificial Gilui Shechina, because right now they see things so clearly. But have they changed? And the lesson is that even when a person is flying high, he has moments in his life where he feels his karma to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's able to control himself. He's got to try also to change himself. Changing yourself happens with the small Kabbalah. You know, can't change radically, but a little at a time. And these are two drachim in Avodas Hashem. Perhaps if we saw two drachim match with the two drachim of the Vilna Gaon. There's a Vilna Gaon in Parshas Noach. We saw Salanta could not have seen it. This was published from Ksavim of the Gaon. We don't have a Derech Eliyahu on Parshas Noach. It was published in one of the Yeshurun journals. However, it's a Derech that the Gaon refers to in numerous places in Mishlei. The Gaon said that there are two ways to fight the Yetzer. There are two Yetzeharas, he said. A Yetzer of Taiva, of lust, of desire, and a Yetzer of Gaiva, of haughtiness. He says that the Ava Veira, the example of Taiva is Loisinov, is Niof, is Nus. The Av Aveir of Gaiva is Loisinsach. Someone of Rachman Aslan kills someone else. Zakta Gain, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Loitera Tavlin. There are two medicines. The medicine for Taiva is the Derech HaMusri, is the Derech HaMusr. The Derech of what we call today Kibush, of fighting the Yetzahara. The derech of fighting gaiva and leisirzach is the derech ha-helchasi, to follow halacha closely, and in that way to be able to overcome gaiva. Well, it's not the moment for a long explanation of these two derechim, and perhaps our dear Rabbi Yehuda can refer you back to a shir I may have mentioned the Gaon. But what's nogea to us at this moment is that there is a kayach of serving Hashem where halacha becomes clear to you. And when halacha becomes clear to you, that's a derech of tikkun. When you understand that certain aspects of tznius are obligation, when you understand that certain absets, that certain types of behavior are treif, like chazar is treif, then a person can take halacha and make that tikkun, that change in himself. And so these are the chashuva words of Yisrael Salanta coming down to us through the generations in a way that allows us to understand our avodah, our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me share with you a second thought, and this is a little pluck something out of Nach and share it with you. In Tilim Pei Gimel, we say, Aseh Lohem Kemidyan, Kisisra, we daven that our enemies destroyed as enemies in Nach, and we mention Ka'ere, V'chizeev, U'chizevach, U'chizalmuda. We mentioned four generals, Oirev, Zeev, Zevach, Salmuna. I'm pretty sure that 90, maybe 99% of people who are reading Pei Gimel have no clue who they are. So let me share with you the story of Gidon. Gidon was a Shaifet. The story of Gidon is in Shaifet Perek Vav through Perek Ches. It's worth taking a few minutes. How long does it take to read the Psukim with Taich on a Mishmer night, on a Thursday night, to take a few minutes and to learn through the Parakim? There we find all four of these generals. What's fascinating is the following lesson. Gidon comes on the scene when the people of Midian had caused tremendous difficulty to Klal Yisrael for 7 years. They burnt their crops. They stole their animals. And after seven difficult years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Gidon to go to battle. Gidon calls members of four Shvatim, Menashe, Asher, Zvulun, and Naphtali, and they go to battle. Even though 32,000 volunteers come forward, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has them go to battle with just 300 of them. He wins the first battle in Eretz Yisrael proper, and as the Pasuk describes, he kills the two generals, Oirev and Zeev, generals of Midian. The rest of the Midianim flee to Eivor HaYarden. Gidon is ready to run and chase after them. Before he does, the Bnei Ephraim come to complain. They say, you called members of Asher, Zvulun, Naphtali, and Menashe? Why didn't you call us? They come angrily to Gidon. And Gidon pacifies them with words of humility, incredible, Perkes Pasuk Aleph through Gimel. Then the story continues. Gidon crosses the Yarden and chases Zevach and Salmuna, and he destroys them in battle, and he kills them in battle. When I learned this, it's a pellet to me. When Gidon crosses the Yarden, it says, V'yove Gidon ha-Yardena, Oiver, hu v'sholesh me'es ish asher itai, ayefim v'raitim. He crossed the Yarden with his 300 soldiers, ayefim, they're exhausted from the first battle, v'raitim, and they're running, and he goes and chases after them. What's the obvious question that nobody mentions? Ephraim, in Perkes Pasuk Aleph and Gimel, complain, why did you include us? And Gidon pacifies them. Then Gidon goes to leg two of this war, the second battle of the war. Him and his 300 men. Where are all these Bnei Ephraim, all the complainers? Why didn't you include us? Where are they? Nothing. They're not accompanying him, garnished. The first don't even say anything. The reason is because it's Pashat. It's simple. The complainers are not the doers. The complainers are not the doers. In every shul, in every yeshiva, in every interaction, they are complainers. The loud complainers, they're not the doers. They say someone should do it. And more, you don't want them doing with their attitude. The idle complainer, you don't want them doing. Nothing will be good. So Gidon pacified the complainers and let them leave. And then he went on with his battle. What a lesson. What a true lesson. To learn from Nach is full of lessons to be learned, and even from Gidon, there's so much from Perek Vav through Perek Ches, so much to be learned. I assure you, if you start learning it even at midnight, you won't be able to go to sleep. You're going to want to finish the entire story of Gidon, Shefet Yisrael. May we be zeicha to do this with much of Nach, but at least for today, with one small piece. A good Shabbos and a good Chodesh, Chodesh Shvat, a good Chodesh to one and all.